KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 25 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. A flood warning continues for counties along the Missouri River until 11:15 a.m. today, or until canceled. Counties include Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont. A reminder to not drive vehicles through areas where water covers the road. The water depth may be too great to allow your vehicle to pass safely. Turn around and don't drown. Well, residents in parts of southwestern Iowa were forced out of their homes Sunday as a torrent of Missouri River water flowed over and through levees, putting them in a situation similar to hundreds of people in neighboring Nebraska who've been displaced by the late winter flood. Heavy rainfall and snowmelt have led to dangerously high water in creeks and rivers across several Midwestern states, with the Missouri River hitting near record levels in many areas. At least two deaths were blamed on flooding, and two other men have been missing for days. Many major traffic corridors are cut off due to floodwaters or substantial damage from water. While the river depths were starting to level off in parts of Nebraska Sunday, the water is so high in many places that serious flooding is expected to remain for several days, and downstream communities in Kansas and Missouri were bracing for likely flooding. In Iowa, the Missouri River reached 30.2 feet Sunday in Fremont County, 2 feet above the record set in 2011. People in the towns of Bartlett and Thurman were evacuated as levees were breached and overtopped. The county emergency management director, Mike Rosalia, said it wasn't just about the amount of water. It was the swiftness of the current that created the danger. In Mills County, residents of Pacific Junction were ordered to evacuate Sunday night due to rising water and a potential loss of structural integrity in the flood containment system. Water and gas were shut off. Officials noted that an emergency shelter was still available at Salem Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Lucinda Parker of the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department said nearly 2,000 people have been evacuated at 8 Iowa locations since the flooding began late last week. Most were staying with friends or family. 7 shelters set up for flood victims held just a couple of dozen people Saturday night. In Nebraska, the Missouri River flooded off at Air Force Base with about one-third of the base underwater on Sunday. Spokeswoman Tech Sergeant Rochelle Blake said that 60 buildings, mostly on the south end of the base, have been damaged, including about 30 completely inundated with as much as 8 feet of water. Hundreds of people remained out of their homes in Nebraska, where the flood waters reached record levels at 17 locations. The Missouri River was expected to reach 41 feet, and on the Nebraska side, or 4 feet above the record set in 2011. Nearly 300 people have been rescued from high water across that state, and at least one fatality was reported in Nebraska. On Thursday, a 50-year-old Columbus, Nebraska farmer, James Wilkie, died when a bridge collapsed as he used a tractor to try and reach a stranded motorist. 2 men remain missing. A Norfolk man was seen on top of his flooded car late Thursday before being swept away. Water also swept away a man after a dam collapse. One person died and 2 others were injured when the vehicle they were in drove around a road barrier into floodwaters Friday night in southwest Iowa. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says emergency personnel were called to the 3,000 block of 250th Street west of the town of Riverton for 2 men who were trapped in the floodwater hanging onto trees. At around 9:50 p.m. Friday, the Fremont County Dispatch Center was called by a citizen that was checking the floodwaters and could hear people yelling for help. The citizen called 911 and reported the information, and emergency personnel were immediately dispatched to the scene. The responding units used a boat to get the 2 subjects clinging to the trees and extracted them from the water. 55-year-old Eledo Rojas Galen from Norfolk, Nebraska, was one of the 2 subjects that were submerged in the water. Galen was flown by life flight to a hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he died from unknown injuries. 50-year-old Santiago Morosta, also of Norfolk, Nebraska, was able to pull himself out of the water and into the tree. He was being treated at a hospital in Omaha. A 3rd man was located about 1/2 mile west of where Galen and Morosta were recovered. 52-year-old Juan Luis Quimones of Norfolk, Nebraska, was located in a ditch near a residence trying to get warm. He was picked up by a deputy and then later transported to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg by the Iowa State Patrol to be treated and then transferred to a hospital in Omaha. Investigation shows the 3 men were traveling eastbound on 250th Street and drove around a road closed barrier and continued until they hit the floodwater, where at that time the current of the water swept the car away, leaving the subject no choice and to try and swim. 3 individuals were traveling from Norfolk to Florida to see their family. In the funeral announcements, Rosalie Davis, age 94, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rosalie Davis will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Angel, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Angel will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jay Bramer, age 53, of Lewis, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Jay Bramer will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Walnut Presbyterian Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ray Zelmer, age 76, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ray Zelmer will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Getzinger, age 67, of Westphalia, died Wednesday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Getzinger will be held this Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Sullins, age 90, of Casey, died Friday at the New Homesteading Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Robert Sullins will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Verla Fulton, age 93, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Verla Fulton will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Thurman Cemetery in Thurman. Lost Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Lois Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Colorado Springs. Services for Lois Nelson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.